on a few short days of being in the States, we had traveled from Ohio to Washington to Arkansas to Chicago to Maryland. We met with people that had close ties with Northern Ireland, with Ireland, with the UK. We met with people that had a keen interest. We met with senior politicians that actually engaged in the debates over the years that were very close to Senator Gary Hart and Richard Haass and Mitchell. We've spoken to senior officials that are appointed from Northern Ireland to the States. We met with the Northern Ireland Bureau. We met with heads of state. We met with state departments. And we met with senior economists, people that advised international governments and provided continuous support to them in relation to the economy. All of them are saying the one thing, that Brexit is a bad deal, not only for the UK, but more specifically for Northern Ireland. And what shocked me most was that how closely they have their fingers on the pulse of what's happening in the North. I think that is a consequence of what happened all those years ago, that people are conscious of keeping an eye on this unique place of ours. And I think that that is what's happening now. But when I ask direct questions to them of what they think, of how they see Brexit, of what they believe the consequences will be, they almost laugh in shock, because they can't believe that this actually happened. And it almost sends a message back to them not to take for granted the election, because they could end up with Trump. And unfortunately, in terms of Brexit, we ended up with Trump, because that's exactly what it is. It was a disastrous result. And on the face of it, those who would invest here, massive companies that would invest here, told us very clearly, without any doubt whatsoever, that the uncertainty that surrounds Brexit is putting off investment. It's preventing investment coming certainly to the North. And it's going to be like that until such times as someone can actually stand up in a very senior level of government and have the nuts to say, listen, this is actually going to be very bad for us. This is going to affect our local economy. This is going to affect our financial sector. And you know, the reality can end up putting us back maybe 20 years. And anyone over there that aren't here every day are telling me that. A senior economist used a particular blunt word to describe it, which I can't repeat on radio. And he had no shame in saying it, to the horror of the DUP and other parties around the table. But I'm glad, because I thanked them. I said, thank you. That is the reality. That is exactly the reality. And that's how we feel about Brexit. And he certainly is commissioning reports. I can't wait to get my hands on them. And I'll gladly furnish any journalist or anyone out there with them, because I think that this is about getting as much necessary information to our people out there, certainly to our business sector and to those in the agricultural sector in relation to what is coming down the track very quickly. The difficulty that we have, and I think that this was pointed out as well, is that when questions have been asked of the executive, there's no contingency planning. And that's even from an American view, that whenever they ask what they believe the impact is going to be, they can't answer the questions, because the truth is they have done no planning around this. And considering that it's going to affect us here most, the Northern Ireland Executive have done the least amount of work. They're living in dreamland. I honestly don't know what they've done or what they're doing, but I know that my constituency and my people are going to suffer greatly as a consequence of their reckless actions and their lack of proactiveness around this hugely, hugely important issue, probably one of the biggest challenges we've faced in a lifetime. And I think that that is reflected right from the States throughout the island of Ireland and far beyond. And I think that we need to start getting to work to ensure that at the very least that we're protected in this.